been a long time. Welcome to Dusky with your girl Fee and Faye. Yes, it's us, the sisters. We're here. And we have a very, very fun topic for you guys today. I'm going to say it because Fee, you know, she normally says the topic, but she's like right next to our sleeping mother. And even with our mom asleep, we don't like to say like dick and balls in front of her. So that's how much respect we have for the queen. Anyway, so our topic today is, how is it that it seems like little dick niggas stay getting bitches pregnant? Like, what? I mean, yeah, Fee, like, can you name some? Can you name one? Like, I mean, you could give him an alias that kind of is close to his name if you want.
Mitchell. Lives in New York, Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. He has twins.
Yeah, he has twins. So, I don't know. We're going to name another one. His name is Davo. He's from Miami.
Oh, shit. You gave his real name.
He's not packing, but he has, like, two kids.
But ain't that the nigga you said was kind of fat?
Yeah, he is fat. He's handsome. He looks good. He smells good. He thumbs to the check. He has a mansion.
It's always something. I swear to God, I bet you the old nigga that I met last night with the city job got a little dick that can't get hard. I bet you. I guarantee you. Because everything else is right.
I almost want to see.
He sent me some pictures via SMS text. I just had to say SMS. But he did send some pictures, shawty. You think I should post them on the podcast when I put them up on YouTube? Just so folks can see what he look like.
No.
All right, I won't put him out. Maybe I'll blur his face out, but I just thought that some of those...
Oh,
bitch, I didn't send you the pictures of him with the fake Versace shirt. I got to.
I have to, okay?
Anyway, you guys, like,
so
yeah.
So it's not Versace, it's Versace. Wow.
Yeah, okay. I think he had the Versace shirt on with the ball shiny head that looked like he actually took a, like, handkerchief and polished that shit. So, yeah, what other little dick niggas do we know? Oh, my God. Okay, this is a... I don't remember his name, but it was this white nigga in Cali when I lived in Santa Monica, girl. And he was white. He was British. He had a British accent. And he was extremely tall. And he had an ex-wife. And he had two small kids. And he told me his ex-wife was black. So, like, we went to the beach. I think we were sitting at a cliff overlooking Malibu. It was, like, really romantic and shit. And so we started playing around. So we went to
his... Why are niggas always on TikTok in Malibu?
I don't know why, but...
It's romantic.
So, okay, this is where, you know, I really hate admitting to black men that I fuck with it. Even though black men always fuck with white bitches and we don't... And they do it all in our faces. For some reason, I don't like telling black men that I used to be with a white man at any point in time, because they be acting like the world ended and shit, you know.
Oh, well.
Because I'm thicker than a snicker. They just figure what would a white man know, you know, what to do with all of this. But yeah, his penis was so, when I tell you that shit was chow, baby dick.
White,
I'm telling you, it was like Case when Maya's changing Case's diaper.
Oh, no, no.
I said, how did he get a bitch pregnant?
Like, seriously, not even Mike is, like, that small.
I believe he ejaculated. When I tell you this is the smallest dick and I'm not exaggerating.
And Mike's pretty small. Like, he can't even, like, do anything.
No, this, I guarantee you, is smaller than whatever Mike might have. Because, girl...
And Mike's really small.
This guy was damn near 7 feet tall, built, like, big, stocky, all man and no dick. All man.
Wow, what a waste.
No. None whatsoever, girl. I couldn't believe it. No wonder he was trying to eat my pussy like crazy. Like, I'm just like, wow. You're nasty.
And you don't even like that.
Shawty, I don't even like that shit. And plus, I was like, ew, he's white and he's British, you know?
Ew,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, bad teeth. He probably got, like, bad teeth and shit.
Yes, like, British people, I remember exactly how his teeth look like German people teeth.
Oh, my God. Girl, bye.
You know how they always have, like, the fangs up coming out of the gums?
Oh, yeah. My God.
He had to be of German descent. But
he had too many teeth and
migrated
had
over to England.
Cigarette teeth.
Chow. And when I tell you, and I was so horrified and traumatized because I was only about 18 or 19 years old. For real. And he was like 30 something. I was just a young girl, innocent. hadn't had much experience. I was just coming into my sexual, like, things, so prowess, yeah. You know, I wasn't living with mom. I was in Santa Monica with Wita, living an adult, like, almost like a full adult, and I thought I was having a rendezvous with an experienced older, like 30-something-year-old man, and it turned out, girl, I cut that short, and so I don't even remember what I said or did. I think I just probably ran out of there. He never heard from me again. He was like, he was either a regular at Starbucks or Johnny Rockets. Somehow I met him like that.
Or something, yeah.
But it was horrifying, and I just couldn't understand. I said he had to have ejaculated. And my young, immature, 18, 19-year-old mind said this man had to have ejaculated into a cup.
And then, yeah.
And artificially inseminated his wife with his own sperm, because I can't imagine how...
Yeah, like
the logistics.
I
can't imagine how her vagina would have been... tight enough to grip.
The small.
I don't even remember that it got hard.
Oh my gosh, girl. You need to stop.
I think that's why he liked black women. He might be used to like the type of black woman that got low self esteem and want to fuck with a white man just to like,
I don't know,
feel like they have some sort of, you know, it's some white hoes out there who got a black man, a white man. You know, and they feel privileged. They feel like they're above the average black motherfucker walking around. You know, they feel like they one of them. One of the white folks. And so I feel like he picks black women, unbeknownst to him, that they have low self-esteem. And they're only fucking with him because he's white. And that the little dick part is not, you know. Them bitches probably gay anyway. Because for me to be a bitch that's with a young, sexually viable, like, you know, to be a young woman in your prime, in your 30s, because his ex-wife was the same age as him. And to be a woman at that age in your 30s, in your prime, either you're cheating on him like crazy, one, or you're a fucking lesbian and you just got him as like a, what you call it? Like when they got a beard, a woman is a beard for a gay guy. I don't know what I don't know what a man would be for a lesbian, but I think his wife had to have been gay.
No.
Anyway, enough of that. That's bringing back some really tough, dangerous, scary memories that I think might give me nightmares tonight. So can we move on? So that was him. I guess we don't have to name anymore per se. I guess we've named enough. We gave them three. Two black.
I'm trying to think who else was like not packing.
Yeah,
because
I know some who's not packing who have kids. Oh, Vincent. Manny's uncle. Manny's uncle. He got like three kids, supposed to be possibly four. And he's got a very little penis.
Yes, he didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm. You could feel it though, but and it gets hard, but it's small. Vincent got small.
Oh my god, what's going on?
And that's how I know he gay.
Okay.
Supposedly Manny got a big dick, so I guess because Vincent told me.
Are you serious?
Remember I told you Vincent said he wanted Manny to fuck me so that I could be satisfied.
Wow.
Because he felt like he wasn't doing the job, because he felt like he wasn't packing enough. He knew his
dick wasn't. I just thought I told you, but he said, oh my God, that's okay.
You did tell me, but I forgot. And Vincent reminded me.
That's so gay.
Yep. And so moving right along, I know how Vincent is tiny, but not small enough to where he couldn't like get somebody. You know what I mean? Like I've seen white guys with bigger dicks than Vincent.
What?
Hell yeah, girl. I know one named Will who got a way bigger dick than Vincent, and a couple of black guys I know. Ooh, I know who have a little dick. I know who got a little dick. Let's call him Kwame, and he's related to Jalil. You know, our brother-in-law who passed.
Oh, No.
You don't remember, his mom and his sister lives out in Stockbridge. I used to flirt with him. He was cousins to our brother-in-law who passed, Atinka's dad, Jalil.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a cousin that we'll call Kwame.
Oh, okay.
We're going to call him Kwame.
But, yeah, wow.
Girl, when I tell Fee, I was 17.
I can't believe that.
Now I know I'm going to sound like a hoe, but I was 17. And I tried, but it never happened because, you see, it was so... name of God, skinny. And what I remember was that it was uber skinny and long like a Twizzler, like on Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, when
what?
He kept saying his dick was like a Twizzler. Yeah, it was long and it was limp and it was skinny. It wasn't that it was short, it was that it was uber skinny.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't have been able to go through with it.
I didn't. And he has a child. He has a son that he had after we moved around. So I'm trying to figure out how that happened because I didn't know he could get hard enough to ejaculate, one. Number two, her vagina could not possibly be tight enough to wrap around his penis.
I'm telling you, girl.
And number three, it was like uber thin. Like, I just can't. I guess that's a part of number two, but... it was crazy. Okay. I think that'll be it. I don't know that I can talk anymore about limp penises that have no ability to, I guess, you know, rub
something
against
the
inner walls of a vagina. But, like, a vagina can be very tight. And I think... a penis is supposed to be wide enough to, like, it's not supposed to just slip in there. It's supposed to be like forced, something that has to be forced in, like you're a virgin and stretch, because you know the vagina stretches, you know, and it can tighten back up through Kegel exercises, which mommy taught. Bitches just finding out about that. Mommy been taught us about Kegels, like, back in the 80s. Like tightening and loosening your vagina like a fist. Only mommy referred to them as Kegel exercises. But yeah, so that's the discussion for tonight. I hope you guys found these stories interesting. If you have any stories you want to share, such as little dick stories, tiny dick and ball stories, in the comment section, please comment below. Sometimes you men might want to even talk about a cavernous vagina, or like something that, you know, a bitch that has way too wide of a hole, and maybe you just couldn't feel it like you feel other women. Let us know what you think in the comments. Like, subscribe, share. Fee, did you want to add anything? Any products or anything to share with the people? Fee. You guys, I think Fee is falling asleep, so deuces, peace up, A-Town down, and we love y'all. Yo, 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 what's going on, you guys? Today is a special episode. Welcome to The Skeet with me and your girl, Faye. Fee, did you want to say the topic, or really, like, just, I don't know.
Fuckboy?
Fuckboyism, you guys. I was going to start out by telling my sister the reason that I decided to begin selling pussy instead of just, you know, fucking for love or for free. But let's start out with this story about what happened to me at the gas station in College Park at about, 3 o'clock this morning. So I dropped off a passenger in College Park, two passengers, and I was headed back, so oh, let me stop and get some gas. So I'm listening to Narcos by Migos. I'm in a very good mood. I'm smiling. I'm like, oh, this song is banging right now. So I'm just like pumping my gas, kind of bobbing my head. Finish pumping my gas. The guy comes up. He pulls up in his car right at the pump next to me. He get out the car and he say, what you so happy for? And I just said, oh, I'm just happy to be alive. He said, you finna smoke one? He said, oh, you finna smoke one with me? So about like he wanted to smoke. So I said, I don't smoke, I'm good. And then he started flirting. So I said, you look young. I said, I'm old enough to be your mama. He said, you old enough to get this dick? See, I was so irritated. Guess what? I didn't say anything else. I just politely got in my car, started it up, and rolled off on his ass.
But, I mean, not trying to be funny, but you're too nice. That's what I always tell you guys. You guys say that I'm
Tell me what I should have done. I know that I'm too nice. So,
first of all, you stopped at a gas station 3:00 in the morning. If he said something to you, you know what I would have done. I would have gotten in the car, let my gas pump, or just blatantly ignore him. Then, I understand it's 3:00 in the morning, you need gas, but once you give him that little gateway of attention or whatever that is, he's going to feel like he can have a conversation with you. Then, you know I hate when niggas be saying, always use that if you smoking shit line with me, like you don't have nothing else interesting to say. Furthermore, you don't have nothing interesting to say to me at 3:00 in the morning. So
I said, you know. He said, what you so happy for? So when he said that, I should have just ignored him, right?
I would ignore the fuck out of him. You okay. Don't have to, unless you're old, I'm not responding to you when they say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. I'd be like, all right, I'm all right. But if you're not fucking like an elderly person, I'm not fucking communicating with you. You're not even worth a response.
So let me tell you how it went too. Okay, so right then I should have just ignored him. But okay, then he said, after I didn't ignore him, I said, I'm just happy to be alive. He said, oh, you finna smoke one with me? I said, I don't smoke. Then he said, well, I be over at the apartments. That's how I knew he was a little young nigga with nothing to live for. He had also one of those man purses strapped around his, you know, that's
oh,
the sign.
Not the man purse. Mm-hmm.
You know the kind that is like either a fanny pack or a designer man purse that they have like around
that's
their
a man purse.
Up, like they have it strapped up under their arm, kind of like it has all of their stuff. So then when he said, oh, I'll be at the apartments or whatever, that's when I said, you look so young. I said, he said, I am. I said, you look so young. I'm old enough to be. He said, I am a little young nigga. I'm 20. I said, oh, I'm old enough to be your mama. And he said, you old enough to get this dick. See, I was so mad. When I tell you that I was mad,
I would have been annoyed.
Because I am old enough to be his fucking mother. I could have had him at 16. But I jumped my ass in the car because I felt like he was a little young nigga with nothing to live for. And the fact that he looked me dead in my eyes and said that with a smile on his face.
You was in College Park, too.
Girl, I said, let me get the hell on before he fucking blow my brains out here at this gas station.
Yeah, I don't stop at that. You need to make sure you heal up before it gets too late. Not only that, if you saw he was a whippersnapper, you know it was going nowhere real motherfucking fast.
Well, thanks for your advice on that. Because, look, my sister, y'all tell me, I also want to hear in the comment section what a bitch would have did in my shoes. Was I too nice? I believe I was. Like, my sister has always told me.
Yeah, fuck you talking to this little nigga for, like, what you so happy about? First of all, like, shut the fuck up. Like, I ain't want niggas just say shit just to say it. Like, shut your little dumb ass up. Just shut up. What you so happy about? What the fuck do you want me to say? Like, what do you really want me to say?
Because niggas would rather see you mad. They rather see you standing there somewhere crying so they could fucking take advantage.
He just don't know how to fucking strike up a conversation. That's how you know he's a little nigga. That's how you know he was a fucking pup. That's why I hate little niggas. Like,
yeah, me too. I was that. Like, when I be going through my episodes and I be feeling suicidal and shit, I would never really kill myself. I would just go on a killing spree. I think I would get rid of a lot of white people.
He's
I would,
doing a good job.
I would get rid of a lot of white people, but not everybody. It wouldn't be on no racist shit. It would be, I would get rid of the old white people with white hair that I feel like are still fucking up the world we live in because they so stuck in the past. And I would probably go to small town white America, because I don't like small town white American. I'd be feeling like they racist for no reason. Like, y'all supposed to be, y'all in the same boat with us, but y'all be fucking racist for like no reason and shit. When y'all are even like motherfuckers like George W. Bush would rather sit at a table and have dinner with me than one of y'all trailer park motherfuckers, for real. Not even trying to be funny, and they be acting like we did bullshit. Like, y'all are the ones that white folks with the money don't really want to fuck with. But so I would get rid of them. The fuck boys would go. Period. If I see you looking like a fuck boy, I'm gonna do a test.
If you even look like one,
I'm gonna do a test. What I'm gonna do is pull up at a gas station or something, in a certain dressed a certain way, and I'm gonna wait for you to say, something to me. And if it goes a certain way, I don't know, what could the indicator be? The fuck boy indicator.
I'm sorry, I'll go get her.
Do you know what the fuck boy, the indication of a fuck boy, like something they say?
It could be the first thing they say, like, what you so happy about? How you doing, Miss Lady? What's up, little baby?
And then go chick, chick, boom, and blow a nigga head off.
So, yeah, what's up, little baby? I hate little buddy. What's up, little buddy? What's up, little baby? Like, shut the hell up, bro. Like, just shut up. Those are all indications, like, to kill yourself. For them to kill themselves.
Yeah, the little young niggas do be on the fuckboy shit, so.
Yeah, and then let's talk about these old niggas. Same thing for them.
Oh my god, can we talk about the old nigga fuck boy and shit he just pulled? So, okay, he's what, 57?
Too old to be fucking doing shit like that.
He said he wanna cuddle and shit, so we cuddle, but I wake up before I leave, this nigga got his dick out. He tells me he jacked his dick while I was asleep. And then he asked me to fucking kiss his dick.
Can I said, we say freak or no?
Excuse me, sir, but I said, when did I tell you I suck dick? And he said, I said, how do you know I suck dick? He said, you told me. I said, no, I know I didn't tell you that I suck dick. I know I didn't tell you that. I said, I don't be putting my mouth on a nigga's dick that you ain't even my boyfriend. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. What do I look like? If I want to suck a dick.
Not only that, his response to when you said, when did I tell you I suck dick? Are you kidding? You told me that, so I told you that. So I told you that, and now you think, because what if I did tell you that? You think I'm about to do it?
Like, bruh.
It's fine.
You on that bullshit. And then so, I was like, let me go to work. Let me get my ass up and go to work. Because, nigga, I don't know what world you living in. I haven't even... Yeah, I came to your house, bruh. I did. That was some bullshit. But I fucking never been on a date with you. You talking about going to the Frankie Beverly and Maze concert yesterday, which we didn't go because I told you I had to work. And he had to work too, but I don't know what the fuck he thought. I wasn't finna take off an Uber to go see Frankie Beverly and Maze. So... Just cause you take me out don't mean I'm finna suck your dick either. What you think this is? So yeah, back to why I'm probably about to just start selling pussy. Cause if I'ma get treated like, I mean, I feel like prostitutes get more respect than my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, they get more respect.
Niggas is whining and dining hoes. Niggas is wifing, putting like carrots on a whole fucking finger, a hoe. Like, and I'm not even, this ain't no hate towards Cardi, but we know you was selling pussy in the strip club because you were a New York stripper. We knew you was selling pussy. So when he said she don't want to be a freak no more, she don't
That's
wanna,
the old Migos. Yeah. The new Migos name. Talking about that shit.
So he wifing. He said, "Well, I know she a freak. I know that she freaky."
Yeah.
And she don't want to be a
freak
pimp,
no more.
But he ain't
no.
wifing no hoe. But he wifed. You wifed. You don't want to win against your word.
Nah. I'm telling you.
No, I'm just playing. I'm not playing. I'm just kidding, but not really. So,
well,
but
I'm
just,
not playing. I'm
but
being
just
serious.
Saying. That's what's going down. So I feel like I need to be, I'm being the good woman my mother raised me to be. And that shit ain't working. I'm finna just be, I'm finna just let niggas know. Yeah, I used to twerk my ass at the strip club. Yeah, I'm a bird. I want money. I'm out here for money. I'm playing niggas. I got several of y'all. I got hoes in different area codes, fee.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I meant to tell you that. That I do got, I'm proud of myself and shit. That I'm turning into a somewhat of a little player. Like I used to be a one man type of woman, but now I motherfucking got hoes in different area codes, bro. I got 6-some, 8-some, 4-some, and the new shit 4-some. Like Brad, what you talking about? Yeah, they in different area codes, but they in the same state. You feel me?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the same state, but it's.
And so you, the player of all players, have no hoes right now, cause the baby done she done changed your life. She done made a player into a.
I'm saying,
what
the fuck
is? That shit is lit. I love this shit. It's like seeing you, the mom, you is fucking crazy, bro.
I mean, I don't. The thing is, I used to like play different niggas, but I don't feel like niggas is worth getting physical with, because, you know, if you don't have nothing to give me, I ain't giving you shit. Number two, like, niggas don't be as generous as they used to, and I'm a real bird. If you don't got nothing for me, my sister, and my two friends, we don't have shit to talk about.
Yo, you my hero. All of us. I feel like me.
If you can't take me and two of my friends out, and a doggy bag.
Me and the whole clique be like, yo, how she be doing that shit? Yo, she's so fucking lit.
No, you just have to be mean to them, and you have to say what you want.
Closed legs, you know, don't get fed.
Give them something. Yeah.
No, I'm in a closed mouth.
if you ain't know none of that, you give them what they want, and then see what they do later. No, I need to know from jump, and plus, you know, I'm from the old school, like niggas like Biggs and niggas broke me in. If the nigga don't have shit for you, then you definitely don't have shit for them. Period.
Y'all, that's Bible verse number one. If they ain't got nothing for you, you don't got shit for them.
Plus, I just ain't seen my father, you know, do that to my mother. Fuck that shit. My mother ain't even a bird. Like
seriously
that.
Though, it's a whole new breed of hoes out here.
So you motherfuckers can catch my eyes and keep my eyes like y'all been doing.
It's a whole new breed of hoes. And I thought these new young hoes was doing better. I didn't know they was letting these niggas, because they got to be allowing niggas to get away with shit, because why would all of these niggas be doing this shit like that? I thought these new hoes wasn't taking shit off of these niggas, but they are, apparently. They got to be.
These hoes better get their shit together.
You know how hoes back in the day, they used to let a nigga get away with murder, you know, like mommy and them generation?
Shit, and me, I wish a nigga the fuck would, you know what I mean? Cause I'm sorry, why should I change this? Really, me having this baby, pipe shit up even more. Like, you really gotta have some. I have a baby.
The only way I'm gonna get real love is to get a. The only way I'm gonna experience real unconditional love is to have a baby, cause these niggas out here ain't finna give you shit. They ain't finna do nothing but fuck you in your ass.
A nigga willing to help with the baby.
They ain't finna do nothing.
At least when you pregnant.
They ain't finna do nothing but fuck you in your ass with no Vaseline and piss on your head and tell you it's raining. And hoes us believing this shit. Let's move on to the product of the day. I say if you want to wash the fuck boy away, something I've been using that's kind of dope. It's like the Oil of Olay Ultra. Now, I'm sure this shit has all kind of chemicals in it, but it's the Oil of Olay Ultra Smooth. It's got like the shea butter shit. It's creamy as fuck. All you need is a dollop. All you need is a dollop. Throw that shit on a rag. And bitches, I want this is a message from my white host that I love so much dearly. I'm gonna need y'all to start using a wash rag.
Instead of rubbing the bar soap on your skin. Hello?
That shit is so not doing anything. You do have to
exfoliate. That's not getting your skin clean. That's actually dirtying your soap.
If y'all don't like the wash rag idea, just get one of them scrubby things that Oil of Olay made back in the day or whatever for the body wash. The little scrubby thing, which I don't like because I think it holds a lot of germs. Like, I just see people
using the loofah?
That scrub puff thing?
Oh, the one with an more of an abrasion. I know what you mean.
And they hang in the bathroom forever and nobody ever washes it.
It's kind of dirty.
The reason I like wash rags is because motherfuckers take that and they wash that with the towels and shit. So it's not like you got the same shit there just harboring germs that in old skin that came into your body.
Right.
But there we go. There's our show, you guys. Fee, did you have anything to add or anything?
No, just, don't forget to brush your tongue.
Don't forget to brush your fucking tongue. And
these hoes is out here not brushing their tongue.
These hoes is out here
smelling like noodlemans. That go for the guys, too.
Yo, I heard hoes is sucking dick and eating ass. So,
yeah, if you one of the bitches that give rim jobs...
That's what the technical term is. We don't respect you.
Huh?
The technical term is a rim job.
Mm-hmm. Rim job giving assholes. These hoes been eating the booty like groceries.
I guess the rim is the anus. Ew, that shit is... That's gnarly. Okay.
And we'll just, call it Vivica Foxing.
50 put her ass on blast, bruh. She should have never said that shit. Then she came out apologizing because he told everybody that she ate. Now, I believe him because I'm like,
because New York niggas will let you do that, too.
That's fucking nuts to me. But anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. Please like, subscribe, share. And don't eat ass, ladies. Please don't.
I'm telling you.
And guys, stop that shit. That shit is gross. It's no that eat the booties like grocery shit is not cool. Peace.